This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hour one on this Tuesday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for joining us. Stay as long as you like. Stat of the day brought to you by the great folks at Panini America, the official trading cards of this program. Poll question, play of the day, stat of the day, all of that forthcoming. You can dial us up. Operator Tyler standing by, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at DP Show. Good morning to those watching on Peacock. Download the app if you haven't done so. And our radio affiliates, including Fox Sports Radio, iHeart Radio. Tonight, Lakers at the Nuggets. It's game one. The line started out, Lakers getting 5.5. It's up to 6.5, according to DraftKings. And I don't know if it'll go higher than that, but there's been a little bit of a bump there for the Nuggets going into game one. We'll dissect that matchup coming up. You have the NBA draft lottery tonight. The Pistons, Rockets, Spurs have the best chance. Then you have the Charlotte Hornets, the Blazers, Magic, Pacers, the Wizards, your Utah Jazz also in there, the Dallas Mavericks. You have the Chicago Bulls with a 1.8% chance. Oklahoma City's in there. Toronto's in there. New Orleans is in there at 0.5%. And we'll look at the best destination for Victor Wembanyama coming up in a little bit. Where is it best for him? Where is it best for the NBA? But we'll have that for you coming up as well. Spent a lot of time last night watching my Kraken lose to the Stars.
Oh, on your birthday.
I know. Oh. I know. I had my Kraken sweatshirt on. I was all set to go. I'm watching, and I'm waiting for some offense, and there's no offense to be had until the last minute. And it's always fun to watch playoff hockey, game seven hockey, and now the Stars advance to face Vegas. All right, Seton, poll question today. What are we going to go with? By the way, this program brought to you by the great folks at Meguiar's, the hybrid ceramic tire shine. You will love what it does to your tires. It will keep that long-lasting high gloss. Give Meguiar's hybrid ceramic tire shine a try. Meguiar's, reflect your passion.
I've got an option, and Toddler's also thrown in a couple, too.
Oh,
here, if you'd like. Would you like me to throw mine out? Or would you like to go right to the T-O-Dub?
I would like you to throw yours in. Don't throw it out yet.
Okay. Okay, you can do that for
Alrighty.
Me. All right, so I have who will be him in the Nuggets-Lakers series?
Oh.
Who will be him?
Very hip.
Yes, very hip. Because we're really hipping in this show up.
Austin Reeves was him earlier this year.
Right. Unfortunately, we only have a spot for a couple of names, and he's not one of them. Oh. He would fall in the other category.
Okay. So Anthony Davis, LeBron James, the Joker.
The Joker.
Jamal Murray.
And then, well, Jamal, unfortunately, I think is going to fall into other as well.
Oh.
Is that rude?
Yeah.
Because I feel like the three marquee names are Jokic, James, Davis.
Yeah.
But we only have room for four options on a Twitter poll.
And then we're going to just put other in there.
Other, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so your Jamal Murray vote would go in other.
Under the
other umbrella.
Okay.
Yeah. Who will be him? Who will be him?
Tonight. Just tonight, yes. In game one.
Because you know what? The next one, when's Heat Celtics? We'll do a who will be him for that series.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. We don't have to do that today.
We're going to save that one.
All right. It's the over-under game. You guys have been very good at this. This, according to DraftKings, over-under points for Anthony Davis tonight. Todd, I'll start with you.
23.5.
Seton.
27.5.
Marvin.
25.5.
Paulie.
26.5.
That's not a good start.
24.5.
18.5.
22.5. Over under LeBron James. Marvin.
29.5.
Seton.
27.5.
Paulie.
25.
Todd.
28.5.
25.5.
Okay. Bloop. Yeah. Paulie.
No. It's a 25.5.
Closest without going over, he would get that. But.
Over under for the Joker tonight. Paulie?
28.5.
Marvin?
30.5.
Seton?
27.5.
Blue Bumper!
Yeah! Yes! I knew I'd hit with that.
Happy birthday.
Okay. How about that? No. It's not a birthday week. It was yesterday. That was it.
We're still eating cake.
I had some cake this morning for breakfast.
I walked back into the kitchen and I go, what do you got? I thought it was the breakfast burrito left over from yesterday. Seton goes, I'm having carrot cake.
Yeah.
Of course you are.
It's good for you.
It's 8 in the morning. Yeah. Hey, you know, it's healthy. It's got carrots in it.
Carrots, yeah. Yes.
What? Over under Jamal Murray tonight. Didn't make the list. He's under the other. Seton, over under Jamal Murray.
21.5.
Marvin.
23.5.
Paulie.
19.5.
Todd.
22.5.
24.5.
Oh, they like him.
24.5 for other.
Dang.
Jamal Murray. What other poll questions do we have?
Well, Toddler, why don't you throw one of yours out?
Oh, boy.
I find the NBA draft lottery compelling, utterly unentertaining.
This is always you projecting, dude.
Like my problem
your
is...
Your poll questions are...
Let me tell you something. The last few years anyway, and Jamie Gertz excluded, no one remotely exciting is really on the dais there. And if they're not into it and they can't get celebrities or top players or anyone to be part of this, why should I be that excited?
That's the only reason
why? One of the main reasons. I'm curious to see who gets the ping pong ball. Hopefully someone that's got a 2% chance gets it. But no one's even contributing on their own teams. It's like, let's get the associate marketing vice president of player development to sit there.
Okay, what if they had just like the top Hooters girl in every one of these cities?
I would probably just watch that and then not watch the game afterwards.
Yes, Paul.
I think I'm backing the toddler on this one because we asked the NBA for the list of who's representing each team at the draft lottery, and it is a lot of like executive vice president Jim Lipper, but then there's Ben Wallace with the Pistons. At least that's got some juice to it. But yeah, there's a celebrity fan. Have him go there. Like, isn't Kevin Hart a fan of a team? Or
but the Sixers aren't in the lottery.
All right, you know, he's available.
Yeah, Seton.
I get maybe I'm just like overreacting to this, but I find the fact that Ime Udoka is going to be there fascinating.
Yes. Yeah.
He's the first time he's going to be seen in public is at the draft lottery. Why isn't this
Well, I'm going to guess there's probably going to be some topics off limits there when they go and talk to him.
Yeah, maybe, but it's like what? This is the first time he's been seen since forever ago.
Yeah,
I'm like, dude, got some questions, man. Okay, maybe this is probably the worst year for him to do it since there's nobody interesting. Mallory Eden's not out there. You know what I mean? There's no Jamie Gertz. There's no, but it's Ime Udoka.
Yeah.
So, what have you been up to?
Coach, you're on your third team in a calendar year. Can we talk about it?
Yeah. Well, I didn't officially go to the Nets. They wouldn't let me.
Kind of. Not really.
I'm just here to honor ping pong balls today. I don't know what you guys
want
to.
Thank you, Todd. What else do we have there? I find the lottery interesting because it's, first of all, you got a sure thing in Victor Wembanyama. Like, he's going to be a generational talent. Or at least we think he's going to be. How many times have we had this, though? When you think of generational talents, obviously LeBron, generational talent. And this is when you're going in, the hype going in, LeBron was going to change your franchise. And he did. And he changed basketball. Zion, but he wasn't a sure thing. you know, he was battling a weight and he had a knee injury. And we wondered, he's undersized and he was going to go in the NBA and change things. He hasn't yet. Who else would be on that list where you go, that guy can't? No, I'm talking the last 20 years. Last 20 years. Yeah, Pauline.
I looked up Ben Simmons because he was really, really hot going into that draft. There was nobody to question who was number one pick. It was 95% positive about Ben Simmons. But I found a few articles that questioned his, some character questions, some effort questions, and some definitely some shot questions, shooting ability questions, but not a lot of them.
I questioned all of them because he couldn't get his team in the tournament. And I watched him play and I go, he can't shoot, but he is 6'9" and he could run the floor. And I thought, okay, can he develop a shot? I thought that he was left-handed. Like, I thought that he should be trying to shoot left-handed because he couldn't shoot right-handed. And he was going to be the next Magic. Like, we're always waiting for the next Michael. We're also waiting for the next Magic. And in fairness to how great Magic was, you know, Penny Hardaway was probably as close to Magic. And then he got injured there. But to get somebody 6'8", 6'9", running the point, and then Magic developed into a dangerous shooter. But he didn't have a jump shot when he first got into the league, but he didn't really need it. You watch Ben Simmons and you go, how do you not get your team in the tournament, first of all? Second of all, didn't anybody pull you aside and say, hey, you should learn how to shoot? And then there was the attitude, does he really love basketball, that sort of surfaced at LSU. Yes, Eden.
If there is any justice in this damn NFL universe,
all right,
can Portland please win the number one pick?
Okay, I had a dream last night.
Can we just get Dame a damn player and let this dude win some games? It's just a reward for being loyal. Can we please just make that happen?
I had a dream last night that Portland won the lottery.
Dude.
Yes.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's just throw it out in the universe, let's just, what would Aaron Rodgers say? We're manifesting it. Let's manifest this. Dame deserves it. For being loyal all this time, Dame deserves it.
10.5%. 10.5% for Dame Lillard. You might have had a different dream last night, but I was dreaming of Portland winning the lottery. Todd, did you have that same dream last night?
Exact same dream.
Yeah. Yes, Marv.
Next year, if the Lakers win the NBA title, Trailblazers at Lakers opening night.
Let's go.
Wembanyama, Lillard.
Well, no. Let's wait. We're not.
I'm manifesting.
No.
We're going into a dark place, and we're manifesting.
Why are we in a dark place?
Because Aaron Rodgers is in a dark place, and he manifested.
Yeah, but I don't want to be Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, but we're just trying to manifest this for Dame, on behalf of Dame.
We want to make this happen.
Yeah.
All right. How about just some positive thoughts?
Yeah, that's all positive energy.
I don't have to go into a dark place.
Yeah, no. Not like metaphorically. Like, he literally went into a dark room for 4 days.
Who wants ayahuasca? Raise their hand.
I'm in.
Shots.
I'm in. A little carrot cake and ayahuasca. Let's get weird.
Breakfast Let's
get
served. Weird.
You know what? Let me get Shea and Irving in here, and I think we got a party going. Yeah.
He's bringing other stuff, too.
When's it too early to have ayahuasca? You know, we had carrot cake at 8 in the morning, ayahuasca at 9:30.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
I got to check with the roommate, dude.
What other poll questions do we have there? Possibilities. Todd has a, do you have a SportsCenter tease today?
I do.
Yeah, I know you do because you sent it to me twice already.
Did I send it twice by accident?
Yeah. But that'll be a little bit later. I want to tease that so we keep the audience.
As opposed to getting it over with now.
No, I want to tease that.
I like that.
Sports so the audience goes,
SportsCenter
I can't get out of my car. I got to wait for the SportsCenter tease.
That's exactly how everyone should react to this.
What else do we have, Seton?
Well, you know, we could run down the draft lottery and where you want to see
Oh, we'll do that in a little
go.
Bit.
Yeah, we'll
do that in a little bit.
Yeah, we could throw
Any
it out to the
Any other sure
too.
Things where you went into the draft and you go, that guy's going to be great. Yeah, Marv.
What about Anthony Davis coming out? And Charlotte was like 1-81, and they still didn't get the number one pick, and they had to settle for Michael Kidd-Gilchrist.
Another guy who couldn't shoot.
At all.
Michael Kidd-Gilchrist. I don't know about you, but when you go into the NBA, I figure you better be able to shoot a little bit because it is a shooter's league. Everybody is shooting. Everybody thinks they can shoot, and he couldn't shoot. But I think his first game, didn't he have a triple-double? I think his first NBA game, he had a triple-double. I go, all right. All right, kid. Yes, Seton.
We have a listener, David, here through a Greg Oden. He was a pretty hot thing coming out of college.
Yeah.
Then the conversation was just him and Kevin Durant.
Yeah, no.
One or the other.
Yeah.
And Kevin Durant was just too thin.
Yes.
He's too scrawny. Yeah. Never going to make it at the next level.
Also, people love that Greg Oden, didn't he break his wrist?
Shot with his left hand.
But I like that.
That's the way we do it. Yeah.
He could have played in the 60s. That's the way we did it. Just put some tape on it, rub some dirt on it. Yes, Paulie.
I know I'm splitting hairs here, but I think there's a difference between surefire number one pick and generational talent where a town celebrates the draft. And like Patrick Ewing was that guy.
Patrick Ewing.
I think Shaq was that guy when he came into the league. You know, Iverson was close. I mean, the buzz and the ability of him when Philadelphia got him, it was a celebration. You know, and then I would say Yao Ming in Houston, LeBron in Cleveland. And then maybe, like we said, Ben Simmons was very hot, but not as hot as Victor Wembanyama coming to the draft. I've heard no criticisms of this guy. Zero.
Yeah. And he's been playing with grown-ups. That's why when Luka came in, Luka had been playing against grown-ups since he was 15, professionally. And Wembanyama, who is, 18, 19 now, he's been playing against grown-ups. I don't know if the competition is at the level that it was for Luka, who he was playing against. Probably not. But Wembanyama has touch, has handle, runs the floor. His mom was a basketball player. His mom's dad was a basketball player. I think his father was a track athlete. So it's in his genes. And then you have, you know, Giannis is talking. You know, there's a lot of NBA players co-signing on this, saying, you know, this guy is going to be something special. Yes, Marv?
It's probably the last thing since LeBron, because NBA players were talking about him junior year, senior year in high school, and it feels like the same thing with Wembanyama. Wembanyama.
We'll work on that. It took us a while to get Giannis's name. I think we first thought it was Giannis, but you know, we learned how to pronounce that. Like, he became so good, we had to learn how to pronounce it.
I made an all-star team.
Yeah, okay. Now,
this guy.
Yeah. Just Greek freak. Let me take a break. We're just getting started. We get to phone calls coming up, and we'll check in with the Lakers as they get ready. The controversy with Aaron Judge, his home run last night. Something or nothing. Take a break. Back after this. Next Gen Healthcare, healthcare solutions provider, suffered a data breach, and personal information of over 1 million individuals was exposed. Hackers had access to this from March 29th to April 14th of this year. So full names and addresses and birth dates and social security numbers. If exploited, cyber criminals can use that information to commit identity theft. I keep bringing up these stories because they happen every single day. The common denominator is get LifeLock. They detect and alert you to potential identity threats you may not spot on your own. You just want to be able to sleep at night. You don't worry about this. Now, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but it is easy to protect yourself with LifeLock. It's identity theft protection, and it starts right here. Join now. Save up to 25% off your first year. Use the promo code Patrick, 1-800-LIFELOCK, or go to LifeLock.com. Use the promo code Patrick for 25% off. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments, where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I haven't even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories. For 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Reminiscing about the last sure thing when it comes to the NBA draft lottery, I think Zion was universally loved. There were flaws in his game, but I think it was more of that he was famous. He was marketable. Social media. And when you're thinking about the players who have benefited from social media, Zion is up there as one of the first. You know, LeBron had very little criticism. He was a pass-first guy. People did wonder about the range on his jump shot, that he didn't have a good look. He still doesn't have a good-looking jump shot. But he was a man amongst boys. I'm trying to think who else kind of fits into that category where you go, man, I don't have many questions. And Victor Wembanyama is one of those players it feels like. Tim Duncan was there. He spent 4 years in college. And back then, it wasn't a negative to spend 4 years in college. Now, if you do that, it's like, what's wrong with him? But Tim Duncan had all the elements. I mean, when your nickname is the Big Fundamental, I mean, doesn't really bring excitement, but he has, you know, one of the 10 best careers in NBA history. Maybe that'd be a nice landing spot for Victor Wembanyama. Now, I don't know his personality. Does he want to go big market? Does he care? He doesn't have a choice, but do you want to go to Detroit? Do you want to go to Houston? Charlotte? Where does the NBA want him to go? If I was going to place him, let's see, where would I place him? Detroit, Houston, San Antonio, Charlotte, Portland, Orlando, Indiana, Washington, Utah. I was going to place him. Maybe the Dallas Mavericks. That, you know, you put him with Luka. You know, could we find out that we have the five best players in basketball are not from the United States? If Victor Wembanyama is that kind of generational talent, so you have Jokic, you have Giannis, you have Embiid, you have Luka, Victor Wembanyama. Is there anybody in that category now? I mean, LeBron can be, but LeBron is not maybe a top five, top four talent now. But, you know, think about that. These players, how they're brought up. And they're also brought, you know, Tatum is in that conversation, I would think. But they're brought up differently in how they play. Because if you're a big guy, you're taught how to handle. You're taught how to. You're not treated as a big guy, the traditional big guy. Now, that's changed. That's changed in the NBA because now you have these bigger players who would be big men They all want to handle the ball. They want to shoot. So they're working on those skills earlier, and that's what happens with a lot of these players who are born outside the United States. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander's from Canada. Canada's had a nice influx, and it feels like, do you go back to, you know, Vince Carter in Toronto or Damon Stoudemire? I don't think, you know, the Vancouver Grizzlies would have factored in. Steve Nash, I don't know if there was any trickle down with that. Yes, Marv?
I think you had it right when you said Vince Carter.
Yeah.
I think it's Vince Carter, period.
Yeah.
There's a documentary called The Carter Effect on Vince Carter's influence on basketball in Canada.
Okay.
Like it's Vince Carter.
Yeah. All right.
Back to you.
All right. Thank you. All right. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Go through the last number one picks overall. Can we go through those just to see if anybody else stands out? Yes, Marv.
All right, we got Paolo Bencaro, Cade Cunningham.
Those are good players. They're not generational players.
Before that, Anthony Edwards in 2020, Zion, DeAndre Ayton, Markel Fultz, Ben Simmons, Karl Anthony Towns.
All good players, not all good players, but nobody's a generational talent there. Anybody else in there?
Ben Simmons, Karl Anthony Towns, Andrew Wiggins, Anthony Bennett.
No.
Anthony Davis, Kyrie.
I had concerns about Davis. He didn't score in the national title game, but he... Do you remember when I came in and I said, this guy, maybe it was his rookie year, and I said, he's going to be the rookie of the year. I forget when it was. It was early, but I watched him, and then I watched him one more night, and I go, oh, my God. It's almost like Patrick Ewing came into the NBA. Mm-hmm. We didn't know that he could shoot like that because he was not kind of – it felt like John Thompson wanted him to be the traditional big man. So he wasn't pushed to the perimeter where he was going to take those jump shots. He gets into the NBA, and he was more of an offensive weapon than defensive weapon. But I remember Anthony Davis, and I remember talking to Chris Mannix about it, and I go, this guy's unstoppable. He's going to be great. But I didn't see that when he was at Kentucky. I mean, you'd see glimpses, and sometimes you don't stand out because everybody stands out at Kentucky. But I think he was, 0-for-10 in the national title game? And I thought, okay, he can play defense. I don't know how good he is offensively. But I always love to watch a big man shoot free throws, as weird as that sounds, because then you're going to show me your form and your touch. And you see, Anthony Davis, great form. Joel Embiid, like having a big man who can shoot free throws, having nice touch, that's something that stands out. Yes, Paul?
I really think you have to go back to 03 and 02, LeBron James and Yao Ming, where they themselves dwarfed the rest of the draft, where it was who got them, and then it's an afterthought. That's what tonight feels like with the draft lottery. No one in the country can name, who doesn't know sports really well, who's going to be 2, 3, and 4. Yao Ming had a year of coverage to himself. LeBron James had a year and a half. Where it's like, and Victor Wembanyama's we've been talking about on this show for over a year.
Well, I think Scoot is pretty good. Scoot Henderson, right? He's been playing in the G League, and he is considered, and he might be an Anthony Edwards type player, talent, and he's going to play right away. But you know, when it's almost like you have that guy, and you go, God, he can do all of those things, and it's usually a big guy where you go, gosh, did you see he can go inside, outside, handle, pass, all of those things. And Wembanyama appears to be that kind of talent there. Who else? Pelicans, they got 0.5%. Toronto's got 1%. Oklahoma City, 1.7%. I guess if I was going to place him, I'd place him in Dallas because of the star power that you would have there and the possibility. And that would be fun. Portland, you keep Dame in town, he'd certainly be like, okay, all right. Or do they go, yeah, we got Victor Wembanyama, we're going to trade Dame and we're going to build around Victor Wembanyama. I mean, that's not crazy to think that way, because Victor Wembanyama might be a couple of years away and Dame is 32, but I just don't see Dame finishing his career in Portland. Yeah, Paul.
I'm going to throw out the Orlando Magic. That's kind of somewhat of an international city, a lot of tourism, a lot of travelers. If he played in Orlando, they got Banchero. They've had some good draft picks over the past couple of years that could support him. Mm. I would say that Orlando would be the place I would place him for the most exposure.
Yeah, but I don't know.
When Shaq and Penny were there, they were cool.
Yeah.
And now you need to win first to be cool.
Yeah.
But you got Banchero, all the other guys that they drafted in the past couple of years, I think you got something. And they're international city because of the tourism.
Yeah. But, I mean, you got Suggs and Wagner. Okay.
International.
Yeah. Yeah, Seton.
Orlando seems to be the place, though, where good draft picks go to waste the first 4 years of their career and then eventually get traded or leave to a good team.
That's actually the full name of the franchise.
I think the Orlando Magic, where you go to waste the first 4 years of your career.
Essentially, Magic. Where it's like, okay, finally somebody else is going to pick me up.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Well, Shaq, Dwight Howard.
I mean, essentially everybody.
Tracy McGrady. Yeah. Mark in Detroit. Hi, Mark. What's on your mind?
Dan, pleasure. Huge fan. You know, before I get to the why Victor is a perfect fit for the Pistons, I would like to say screw Portland. They passed on Jordan and they passed on KD. So why should they get another shot at a generational?
Well, they can't screw this one up, though, Mark.
They'll probably take Scoot Henderson and try to. But Detroit is the perfect fit, man. We have the best young potential backcourt in the league. God willing, Kate stays healthy, which he should after the shin surgery that he's needed since high school. Jaden Ivey, Jalen Duren, 19 years old, already a beast at center.
Yeah.
We have a chance to either bring it in Villain the Dylan or Draymond to round out the top five with Victor. This could be a Detroit dynasty tonight if the ping pong ball goes our way.
All right. Thank you, Mark. Good luck with the dynasty. Yes, Marv.
Relax with the dynasty.
You can't relax.
Easy. Easy.
But you know what? If you get Victor, you're thinking, all right, we're about a couple titles to whatever city he goes to.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dynasty.
Yeah.
Relax.
Yeah. Yeah, Paul.
You could start calling him Detroit again, Dan. Mm. The French.
Detroit.
There you go.
Yeah.
You got the delivery.
Yeah. Paulie was saying, you know what? It'd be great if Wembanyama, who is French, went to the French Quarter, went to the New Orleans Pelicans. A half a percent.
A-plus dad joke.
A half. And I love dad jokes. Yeah. Yes. Yes, Don.
What about marketing-wise if he went to the Wizards? You could have him standing next to the Washington Monument and the Lincoln. You can have him with all these famous large statues.
You have Porzingis.
Well,
I don't think they did that, did they?
And he turns out he's not good enough to get that kind of honor.
Oh, okay.
You start off fresh and have him just these cool pictures of him next to all these giant things all over the D.C. area. Mm. Landmarks.
Okay, a little marketing there.
He's the newest landmark.
Okay. Right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. What's poll question we're going with today, Seton?
And we did the cringy Who Is Him?
Oh, ooh.
And then the Nuggets Lakers series. Thank you. Early voting right now, Joker is at 65%. He's running away with it.
DraftKings has odds on him to average a triple double is plus 130. The Nuggets are favorites to win the series. Let's see. How about this? Any player to break Michael Jordan's single-game conference finals scoring record, which is 54 points, plus 3,000. This is the one that I would probably bet on. Joker and LeBron to combine for at least 20 assists in game one, plus 425.
That's a niche bet. I like that.
It sounds like somebody gets 12 and somebody gets 9, and I'm a winner. If I only gambled. These prop bets are they're very fun. Odds to win the Stanley Cup. Anybody want to guess? Who is the favorite now, the final four team to win? By the way, Paulie goes, I got a hockey question, but I don't want to get yelled at if I bring up the question. And I said, this is a safe place.
No.
This is a safe place.
I'm admittedly a casual hockey fan. I love the playoffs. I watch a sport. I never play the sport, shockingly. But I have a hockey question that seems as rudimentary as it gets.
Okay,
you ready? Or should I save it?
Because
I need a hockey person to answer it for me. Maybe I could throw it out there and they can answer.
Oh.
Okay, so you know shift changes in hockey. Mm-hmm. They happen in about 45 seconds. There's a shift change. They do it when they clear the puck, when there's opportunities.
Yeah.
they rarely show. They do the shift changes. You see the guys coming in and out of the ice, off the ice.
Mm-hmm.
How do they happen from the bench? How are they signaled in?
I think they don't. They hit their sticks.
Okay, so that would be interesting. I would like to know: does an assistant coach signal the shift changes? Sometimes there's a shift change and someone stays out. Like sometimes Ovechkin will stay because he'll do a longer shift. How does that play out in real time? Is it a signal? Is it the guys start coming? Are they signaled? The guys on the ice, how do they find out? Because sometimes they're skating full tilt and a shift change is announced. Is it verbal? Is there a signal? Is there a rhythm that we don't even know about? They just know, hey, at 45 seconds, look to the bench because we're coming. Which is it? I would like to know how that's done.
Okay.
Because it's such a basic element of hockey. And if you never played hockey, you would have no idea. But it's never explained in a broadcast because it's the most basic element of it.
Okay.
Anyone have a guess?
I think you would bang the sticks like that would signal that.
Signal the guys on the ice.
Yeah.
We're coming in.
Well, you can't yell on the ice.
Shift change.
Yeah.
And then what? You just fire the puck around the.
Yeah.
And head over.
And then you get over to the.
Yeah, you clear the puck.
Yeah.
But sometimes not all the guys swap out.
Well, I would think that you would know. And you probably have an internal clock that's like, okay, I know that I'm out here for X number of seconds or minutes. And then you know that you're going to be, you know, substituted. Yes, Eden.
And just quick sidebar.
Okay.
For everybody who emails and messages us on social media being like, hello, Stanley Cup, why aren't you guys talking about it? This is essentially why.
Yeah.
Hello!
Okay.
Stanley Cup, it's happening. You guys don't even mention it. Well, okay. So what do you want us to read the scores?
Yeah. Yeah. There. I got my Kraken sweatshirt on. We're all in.
They almost had two goals in the last 18 seconds.
Yeah. Well, they only had one.
I would like an explanation.
Yes, Todd.
Why does a fight have to stop just because one of them fell to the ground?
No. Let's stay with one question here, okay? And is this a safe place? Is it okay? What's worse, though, hockey fans or soccer fans?
Kind of interchangeable to some degree.
Yeah.
Like you say, well, that was offsides. It's offside.
Stanley Cup Finals. It's Stanley Cup Final. Yeah. Yes, Paul.
Hockey fans aren't bad. Soccer fans are often correcting you whilst wearing a scarf around their neck. And the scarf makes a little punchable, lightly punchable.
Yeah, but you have the hooligans.
Sure. Well, I don't want that.
Better be careful.
Those lads.
Yes.
Get after it.
Yes.
No shirt on.
Yeah.
Screaming. It's the best.
Yep. You can usually pick them out, too. It's not hard to. Can you find the hooligan? That guy right there. That guy. Yeah. That guy with blood coming down from his eye.
Screaming.
That guy. Yeah, maybe we'll get hockey fans to help us out. Maybe a tutorial.
I do like that sometimes when you watch some of these like soccer documentaries or whatever that they have, and they go into like the town with the lads and the hooligans or whatever, and some of them are like, "Well, I really just go to the games because I like to drink and fight."
Yeah,
yeah.
You're not going to the match for the match.
Yeah, the result is whatever. I just like to cause trouble.
What was the Manchester book? Was it called Hooligans? Do you remember seeing
the book or the movie?
There was a book.
There's a movie called Green Street Hooligans.
No, it's not that. It's a book. And I remember reading it.
Thugs?
It had to do with Manchester United.
There's a man, I'm not sure.
But I remember it was all about them going into, different towns.
There's a really good book, a really famous book that came out in the 90s, I think, called Among the Thugs, that really gets into like sort of hooligan culture.
Maybe that's
on like
what
a street
it
level, yeah.
Yeah, I remember reading it. It's like, damn.
I just don't remember if it focused on one, or okay. Don't know if it focused.
And maybe I'm not being fair to Manchester United, but it felt like for some reason somebody was wearing red. How about we take a break? Got our play of the day coming up, and there's going to be a lot of people who are going to help Paulie. This is going to be a hockey tutorial, and we're all going to learn something today. Okay?
Chris Chelios would help.
Yeah.
Just throwing out old names today.
Was Chelios 48 when he stopped playing hockey?
Yeah, he was one of the oldest. Jágr may have been the oldest.
No. Gordie Howe was.
Oh, I mean, recently.
Yeah. Okay. Chelios was 40. Jágr might still be playing, by the way, somewhere.
Great flow.
Let's take a break. Play of the day up next. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app, at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody. Game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time, so saddle up for all the action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right there on the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with the code DP. Only on the DK Horse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER, 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at DKHorse.com.
Oh, my God.
The play of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
They're
going
to play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Deep drive, center field. There it goes. See ya. A monster shot. Oh, the batter's eye. A solo home run for Judge. And the Yankees lead 7-0.
Courtesy of Yes Network, Michael Kay on the call. That's 30 multi-home run games for Aaron Judge in his career. Only Babe Ruth, Mickey Mantle, Lou Gehrig, and Joe DiMaggio have more. That's your play of the day. Play of the day is brought to you by Simply Safe Home Security. With Simply Safe, enjoy peace of mind knowing your home is protected. Customize the perfect system. Takes just a couple of minutes. SimplySafeDan.com. No safe like Simply Safe. Now, that was the Yankee call. There was a call on Sportsnet TV, the Blue Jays announcers, and it sounded like this.
All right, Buck, so you and I looked at each other at the same moment right when we saw this three pitches ago.
Watch what he's looking at.
Yeah. What is that?
Where's he looking?
Where's he looking? And he did it more than once.
Yeah. It was really, really unusual. But you and I both looked at each other when we saw that.
Like, did you see what I saw? Yeah. And you don't want to go, you know, throwing allegations around without knowing, but
nah.
And he pummeled it. He hit it a country mile for his second home run of the night.
Dan Shulman, Buck Martinez, the Blue Jays announcers. Aaron Judge is in the batter's box, and he looks over, gives a side eye to the Yankee dugout. Now, after the game, he had this to say as to why he was looking over to the dugout with a side eye before he ended up hitting that monstrous home run.
A lot of chirping from our dugout, which I really didn't like in the situation where it's a 6-0 game, and I know Booney got tossed. Like, I was trying to save Booney by calling timeout. Like, hey, hold up here. Let me work here. So I was kind of trying to see who was chirping in the dugout. So it's 6-0. Like, Booney got tossed. Let's go to work now.
Yeah, Aaron Boone had gotten tossed earlier, and Judge said the reason why he was given a side eye to the dugout because his teammates were chirping. Now, you're up 6-0. I'm not sure what you're chirping about. You're Aaron Judge. Shouldn't you be able to step out of the box? If it bothers you that much, step out of the box and signal to your dugout. Like, guys, shut up. I'm trying to concentrate here. Yes, Eden.
Were all of the Yankees hitters looking into the dugout, or was it just Aaron Judge?
I don't know. The only video I saw was Aaron Judge.
Right. If it's just him, then nothing to see here. If it was all of them, then...
But the Blue Jays announcers said it happened in another at-bat. So those were two at-bats that he was looking in. Were they chirping in the other at-bat? And they brought it up on air. Dan Shulman's a Hall of Fame play-by-play guy, and Buck Martinez is a former catcher. Feels like something was there, but I don't know if the other Yankees did it, if they did it for the other Yankee players. But if you looked into the dugout on two different occasions, then this isn't about chirping. Yes, Eden.
But then if you were, say, stealing signals, right? Mm-hmm. Or if the pitcher is tipping their pitches.
Yes.
Only do it for Aaron, nobody else.
No, I don't know.
You know what I mean? Like, that doesn't make any sense. And why wouldn't everybody get the call?
But if your excuse was they were chirping.
Yeah.
What about the other previous at bat? Were they chirping there? And if they chirp there, then you tell them, guys, stop chirping when I'm at the plate, and then they wouldn't have done that the second time around. Something or nothing? Todd?
I think something. Is that the body language of someone that's just annoyed by chirping? You're taking this quick peek? Just that's your dirty look to your teammates saying, hey, I'm trying to bat here?
Yeah. Something or nothing, Seton?
I'm going to say nothing until I see other people doing it.
All right. Marvin?
Nothing.
Okay. Sounds like a Yankee apologist there. Paulie?
I'm leaning towards something because Shulman brought it up, not just had it in his back pocket. Aaron Judge had 5 at-bats. He had 2 homers and 3 walks. He was spotless in the game. The other thing was that what made the clip worse is that right after they almost don't accuse him of stealing signals, he parks one 500 feet.
Yeah.
And like the timing of the clip is just perfect for the internet.
He hit one of the longest home runs ever hit in that building.
It's like he knew what was coming, Dan.
Oh.
Back to you, Jimmy.
He was sitting on a pitch. Thank you, Paul. We'll keep an eye on that story. Yes, Todd?
Why can't you just bang on garbage cans like everyone else does? I don't get it.
Mike in Florida here to answer Paulie's question about how do you know when it's time to get off the ice, a shift change. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Dan. Called in before. Usually I call in when you always have these hockey questions. I played, I'm originally from Canada, played hockey all my life, played collegiate hockey, so I feel I'm comfortable in discussing it. But what happens is if you've got, in the NHL, you've got assistant coaches on the bench. And one assistant coach will handle the defense, and then the other will handle the forwards. And the head coach kind of tells them who's going next. And they'll just tap them on the back. And usually when you get ready to go, you'll stand up. In other words, if the guys are on the ice for longer than 30, 45 seconds, they'll look over to the bench, and there'll be guys standing up, and that kind of gives you the signal that it's time to get off.
Is there a signal?
The coach taps you on the back. Like,
no, the guys on the ice. The guys on the ice, everybody's just kind of – so there's no audible signal.
usually the verbal will come if somebody's been on the ice way too long and they're calling to get him off because he could be exhausted and he's out of position.
All right.
But what happens is it's quite organized in the sense that you know you're going out next, so you'll possibly be standing up waiting for the other guys to come off the ice. So that's kind of a nonverbal signal. But you have four lines of forwards and usually three to four sets of defensemen, and the coach will specify who's going out next. Like,
Mike, gotta go. Thanks. It took longer than a shift. I mean, it should have been 45 seconds or less there, Mike.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know what I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.